Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up!
Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and we are having our first show of the new year, and I'm joined by my co-host, Craig. What's going on, Craig?
Greetings and Happy New Year, Edward.
Well, Happy New Year, Craig. And we also have our other co-host on the line, Couture. What's going on, Couture?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. He changed it up on me. He kind of confused me there. Now you threw me off track. I lost track of what I was going to say. But anyway.
That's not hard.
It is. Yeah, that's not hard, actually. It is the start of the year 2015 and the ending of 2014. And I'm sure we all have varying opinions on what we thought of the actual year 2014. And I guess we can... Yeah, I guess we can basically we'll talk. We can each talk about what real quick, not like go into a long thing, but just talk about highlights and lights from 2014 before we get to our awards and stuff. So we'll let the we don't want to end on a downer, so we'll let Craig go first.
Highlights of 2014. Wow, there were some. Give you that. Let me think here. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, Daniel Bryan winning the title at WrestleMania this year was a big highlight. Not just because I was there, but because he's one of my favorite wrestlers, and just it was a nice build. To see him win was a treat, and not to mention just the push towards it and the whole thing with the well, it wasn't the Authority at the time. What was it called? That was a highlight.
The Authority.
It was the Authority?
Yes.
Okay. It seems to all be a blur because they're here, they're not, now they're here again. But WrestleMania weekend, of course, was another big highlight. SummerSlam was great. Brock winning the title was great. That's really some of the highlights of the year. There was a earlier in the year, the Shield was absolutely running roughshod over the WWE, and I thought that was awesome, and then only to kill them later. But things must change. So, anyway, that's kind of the highlights for me.
Couture?
Well, later in the year wasn't much because I thought the shows got pretty bad. But I don't know, maybe the highlight of the year was the network for me. I don't know, a lot of people don't like it, but I enjoy it. It's worth my money.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's worth the money, and honestly, I don't even really use it that much, but I'm glad I have it.
I mean, if you're into the pay-per-views, I don't see how it can not be worth the money. I mean, just for that alone. I mean, I watch some of the old stuff. I watch some of the little shows they have. I like watching Legends House and stuff like that. And WrestleMania, yeah, I thought WrestleMania this past year was probably, it was one of the best ones in a long time, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the whole Daniel Bryan thing that started with beating Triple H, and they had a hot main event at the end. So I thought it made it a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it.
You shouldn't be too surprised that some wrestling fans are stupid and don't want to pay $9.99 for the network. I know there are some people who aren't able to because of internet connections, internet whatever, but if you are able to get the network and you don't and you still buy the pay-per-view, it doesn't surprise me that there are people that are that stupid. We've all been to wrestling shows. We've seen these people in the audience. You know what I mean? There's a reason the ad rates are low. It's because they're right. There's a lot of idiots that watch wrestling. Hopefully none of them are listening to the show, and we only have the brightest of the bright and the best of the best. But
I guarantee.
Yeah, there's a lot of dumb wrestling fans. Hopefully we can change that in 2015.
Doubtful, but okay.
Yeah, I can dream.
And what are some of your highlights, Ed?
Well, there's many, actually, because this was a really great year. The Vegas convention was awesome, and it was awesome to see Ronda Rousey just whoop some ass in a total of, like, 10 seconds and everything. That was great. WrestleMania was awesome. You know, everything, all the shows were awesome, from Mania, Hall of Fame, ROH, Shimmer, just meeting all the new people from the Empire, getting to meet Sherry, who was actually going to join us on the show, but was been sick all day and did not want to throw up on the air, and I don't know why not. I think that would make for great radio, but she found out last minute. Yeah.
Dumb at it. It's not good radio.
And, yeah. So, yeah, WrestleMania was an incredible scene, you know, because, you know, I've been watching Daniel Bryan since his fourth or fifth match, you know, and going to a big-ass bar called Far West Rodeo and then putting in the ring there and watching him and Spanky and two of the other guys and just knowing that you're watching greatness and you can't wait to see how his career unfolds and it climaxes at the biggest show of the year, WrestleMania. I mean, that was actually emotional, you know, and that was cool. Thing that was kind of like a theme for me this year was going from being somebody's fan to making friends with people. Like, I remember, I know you guys aren't too familiar, Craig might be, but with Tracy Lee, the famous photographer, you'd always see her at Cage Side at UFC. Just this beautiful Asian with big eyes and big, giant breastises. And I had an opportunity to meet her a few years in Dallas, and I was so intimidated I didn't even say anything to her. And then I met her here in San Antonio at a show, and I actually said hello and then saw her in Houston, talked to her a little more. And then she ended up being in New Orleans WrestleMania weekend, and I kind of connected to her. She came out, sat with us for the buffet, and then also Mania, and then she came and I hung out with her like a whole weekend when they had the last UFC fight night here. So that was pretty cool. And then also, you know, being fans of Mia Yim and Leva Bates, and then somehow by chance I made a fucking post on Facebook that resulted in her getting booked on a show in Austin and getting to meet somebody who was my favorite wrestler and hanging out, and then getting to meet my other favorite women's wrestler and hanging out. And then by chance, because they're friends with my third favorite women's wrestler, and got to meet her and hang out with her and meet them. And then also the flying out there to see them wrestle on my birthday and hanging out with Brian Fritz and Big D and Christopher, and that was an awesome time. I mean, it was a crazy rush, 24 hours, but that was fucking awesome. And yeah, it was a great year as far as wrestling in my life.
Very cool.
I had a weird thing happen to me the other day. I'm pretty sure it happened to Ed, but I don't know if it's ever happened to Craig or anybody else. I spent all day, it was like Saturday. Have you ever spent a whole day thinking one day was another day?
Yeah, it just happened to me this fucking week.
This is the first time this Saturday, and I don't know why, I don't know how. Maybe it was because I had family in, and my schedule's been all, you know, kind of thrown out of whack, having kids over and being up earlier and stuff like that. And I spent all day Saturday thinking it was Sunday. And I went to bed, and I got up the next day ready to watch Raw, and it was Sunday.
Mm.
I don't know. It just freaked me out. I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone or something, like I missed a whole day or something like that. And
sure.
Like I slept 24 hours and didn't know it.
Yeah, it happens.
Even worse, because I told my nephew we were going to watch Raw and we were going to order pizza. So I ordered like in 24 hours in advance. You know how you can do that? And you know, it'd just be delivered at the time you want you put to be delivered at and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had pizza on Sunday and we didn't get to watch Raw and eat pizza.
Ah, that's too bad.
So we had just over pizza for Raw Monday. Anyway.
That's funny.
How was everybody's Christmas before we get into the wrestling stuff?
It was good. Had a good time with the family. We had a little weird this year. First year without my dad. But there's a whole other story going on with my mother's kitchen and a contractor who won't show up. My company did the cabinets, and they've been in for 2 weeks, and the contractor with the countertops has not shown up for now 3 weeks, and that's the only thing holding it up. And she wanted to have Christmas in her new kitchen, but it didn't happen. So it's just a long, ugly story that, so I had Christmas here. And my mom and my brother show up and had turkey and ham and, you know, all the trimmings. Got some gifts and had some friends over later on that evening. So all in all, a good time was had by all.
Ed?
Basically, I didn't do anything for Christmas. I still had to throw the paper out, so it's not like I could go out and party. So I just took it easy, watched some movies. What's that?
You can eat gifts, at least?
Not really. Christmas isn't really been thing in my immediate family for like a few years, probably quite a while now. It's just another day, honestly, other than wishing each other a Merry Christmas and stuff. I mean, we gave each other little gifts, but it's nothing like we wouldn't, you know. It's more like, what do you want? Okay, here's so much money, go get it. You know what I mean? So it was just a quiet Christmas. I just basically, like I say, watched movies, ate, got high, and slept, caught up on some sleeping.
Mm. We have three children under the age of 10, so we have to have Christmas. We have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good Christmas. I mean, my first Blu-ray DVD player for Christmas. I got the Star Wars saga on Blu-ray for Christmas.
Cool.
I got a CD of all the James Bond theme songs because I love shit like that.
Nice.
That's about it.
Cool beans. Got a couple of video games. Got Madden. Got Shadows of Mordor. That's an amazing, amazing game. Got a brand new record player. Got some
record player.
Yes, sir.
A vinyl player?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's my thing. Just let me have it.
No, I mean, I just kind of, actually, I'm a little envious because I have a very nice vinyl collection of hair bands, music from the 80s that, you know, I would love to play, but my vinyl player is older than me and no longer plays. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of, I that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. I've been collecting vinyl for many years, and so, yeah, anyway.
Great. Okay, you're a collector. You might not know this particular category, but I have some vinyl albums that are, like, extremely old. I don't know if my mom had them before me or when I was, like, barely born, but I have, like, the vinyl soundtracks to Cinderella and Snow White and all of those Disney movies. Do you know they're worth anything?
Well, the best thing to do is just to go on eBay and type in, you know, Cinderella soundtrack on vinyl and see if anybody's looking to buy it. See if there's any bids on anything. See if, you know what I mean? And if it's worth something, people will be wanting it. So that's pretty much it.
I remember the VHSs, if you had like the first edition and the clam box, those were actually worth money. I guess I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that, especially the ones that have like a dick in them or something.
Well, you mean cleverly disguised in the artwork, not actual phallus inside the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, I still have like from when I was little, we're talking about James Bond theme songs. I guess like some of the original vinyls soundtracks, James Bond soundtracks, from like movies like Thunderball and You Only Live Twice and stuff like that, and Goldfinger.
Mm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's probably where I got interested in them, probably because my mom had a bunch of them when I was little, and I listened to them a lot. So,
you know, Soundgarden actually did a theme song for a James Bond film. Were you aware of this?
No.
Okay.
Did it ever make it to the movie, actual movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It might have been Chris Cornell now that I think about it, but yeah, totally.
I'm sure it doesn't compare to the Highlander soundtrack by Queen, greatest soundtrack.
That is pretty damn awesome. Highlander would.
I'm not going to argue with
you. Especially since in that movie they had the Freebirds at the beginning of the movie and Six Man in the AWA.
That was so awesome. But I guess we can go. We're going to, we decided we were going to have a few awards that we're going to give out on our own. And also we're going to talk about the Wrestling Observer Awards, which we always do. And I don't know if we've ever finished, but we'll see what we can do this year. But, Craig, do you guys want to just start on the Observer Awards, or do you want to give out some of your awards first?
I forgot to give my award.
Well, excuse me. Ed said, why don't you guys, Katrera and I, make up 5 categories and pick your own award. So that's what I did. And made my own categories and nominated some winners. So, Katrera, I guess you could chime in and give your own thoughts on my categories, and then we can do the same for
I may have a category here that I'm running through the vault right now. So.
Okay.
That's just good.
No, it's pretty easy.
I'm just making the money on the fly, so.
Yeah, I figured. You guys always prepare so well.
It makes sure I read your radio when I do it on the fly.
Oh, sure. So anyway, my first category was most improved. Most improved. And the person that I chose as the most improved wrestler 2014 was, in fact, Mr. Rusev.
You do know that's an Observer Award.
Well, since we're doing the most improved, Rusev, he's really had, he's improved. I guess he's, I mean, not like he's lost or anything. So it's hard for me to, but he has gotten better as the year's gone on. So I agree with that. I was thinking, for me, I was thinking, I think Eric Rowan's improved a lot.
Yeah,
I'll say that too. Okay. Couture, what's your first award?
I got the Seinfeld Award for he named names, so he will probably be blackballed from Hot Scene because of CM Punk. For the interview he did. I don't know if anybody knows what Seinfeld episode I'm talking about. Where the guy was a communist and he used to go to Hot Sings, and that's where they would have their meetings. And then Elaine got the guy blackballed from Hot Sings because she wasn't supposed to order from there.
Mm-hmm.
Got it delivered to his house. So. That's my award. That was one of the biggest interviews the last few years, I think. First thing.
The what?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said, Couture.
I said that's one of the biggest interviews of the last few years, I think. I think one of the biggest news of last year. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, my first award goes to Best Ed Tribute of the Year, and that goes to Solo Darling for actually blowing me a kiss from the ring on live pay-per-view in front of the world.
That's exactly the one I had picked, too. So.
Yeah. Oddly enough, same here.
Yeah, well, I knew, but I'm glad I spit it out first.
Okay, next award. For the best special event of the year, I picked Our Evolution from NXT.
Would this
Did you say second best event?
No, I said...
You know, the guy who actually sat down and put thought into this is asking the most boring questions. And
how
questions
so?
We're going to get to later. Well, basically you just picked two categories that we're going to talk about in a minute.
Well, maybe this is the main categories he had on his mind that he wanted to get out. So when we get to him, he don't have to participate. So it don't matter.
Okay.
I see what you're doing, Greg. I agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
The special event count makes for these two.
Yeah.
Mm. I still got to go with WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was pretty darn close, too.
Kind of took it down a peg because Daniel Bryan wasn't there for long. You didn't really get to savor the victory, a couple of months or so with him being
mm-hmm.
champion because it really seems like he was never the champion, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was he had that one pay-per-view defense against Kane and that was like it. And then he was hurting out for the rest of the year. So,
yeah.
It kind of took it down a notch.
And your award, Couture?
That's Rusev for best toes.
What was that?
Rusev for best toes.
Okay.
Oh. awesome.
He's on people's toes, I can see. So that's all I'm going to be to him. And it was a unique award, and I didn't want to get yelled at by head.
Sure.
Well, my award will be excuse me, best heart stopping moment, and that would be when at the Queen of Queens show in Austin, Texas, where basically Leva Bates did a tope on me and gave me like the world's biggest hug and just like totally shocked me, and I was like freaking out, and but that was totally awesome.
Did she give you a private tope?
What? Don't be a perv.
Me, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
The pot called yellow black. Don't be a perv.
Ed's actually Latino. Anyway, let me see. Worst feud of the year. I chose Nikki versus Brie Bella.
Yeah. That was stupid.
It really
the build up to like Brie and Stephanie, I thought was pretty damn awesome, with especially with Stephanie getting arrested. That was like one of my favorite moments of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Stephanie, you just watch her on TV, you just hate her so much, you won't see something bad happen to her. When it does, it's awesome. It's like back when Stone Cold first started fucking with Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like every week it'd be something against him. Like he just now he got up arrested, and Vince was put in the back of the cop car, and he said it smelled like urine back here. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was pretty good. It's just the whole she turns on her and then they get back together. It's always kind of stupid.
The turn was actually good. They just didn't do anything. Since
the turn was great, her
putting the shake on her head was good, but then after that, then it just, you know, it's like, what was the point?
They didn't
take advantage.
Of them, like, out at, I don't know, out at the spa or anything, and her being the maid for a day, like in some of those old classic 80s things, you know?
What they should have done is they should have got all the writer before they did the turn, and they had the whole month that they had a plan shit, they should have drew all these fucking dumb motherfuckers in a room and made them watch the fucking David Von Erich, Jimmy Garvin, Sunshine, Slave for a Day thing, and they could have got these great ideas and then strung them out for a month, but unfortunately they didn't do that, and they wasted what could have been some entertaining stuff, and they dropped the ball on that one big time.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you should have got all the writers in the room rolled in hand, and now you'd probably do the best thing. But, you know, that's a different story for a different time. But I thought the turn made sense, because all that stuff Nikki had to do when Brie was fired, you know, she hadn't been in handicap matches and stuff like that.
Sure.
When she quit. So I kind of thought it made sense. I just thought them getting back together and the way they are now, it didn't make any sense to me.
That's the story. They were just back together. I mean, the closest thing you can say is to them getting back together was that one match where AJ got the best of Nikki, and then Brie kind of was celebrating, and then AJ just, you know, because AJ has no friends, laid out Brie. To me, that's the closest thing you can come together and having a reason for them reuniting, because, you know, hey, we don't like each other, but we don't like this bitch, so, you know. You know, they could have expanded on that more, and that would have been fine with me. But they did that, but they didn't talk about it or make that the reason. They just were all of a sudden were back together.
Yeah, I still thought that it would have been like a pretty awesome if they had timed it, her 30-day contract running out, like right when she was getting her title match against AJ. You know, that she screw her in the end. Nobody doesn't have anybody really knowing it, and you know, she can screw her, and everybody thinks she broke she's like fired now, but turns out that the contract ran out or something. I don't know. I thought that would have been pretty cool. So, anyway. Worst feud of the year, I'm trying to think. I don't know. And later in the year, anything on TV involving Mizdow was probably horrible. Because that is Project Limit.
I don't know. There was a lot of stuff about Mizdow that I really enjoyed.
It's just so stupid. I can't get over it. I'm sorry.
Well, the comedy of it all is great. But them doing the same shtick over and over again every show.
It's irritating.
It's getting old. And now they've lost the titles, and now they need to go ahead and, you know, just break them up. But think about that. We want them to break up because the shtick is getting old. A team back in the 80s could have ran, even in the 90s, they could have ran for, you know, a full year before a breakup. This thing's only been running maybe 4 months at the tops.
Except in the 80s, they wouldn't have done a stupid gimmick like this. Well, when that takes a bump, and then the idiot on the outside throws himself over the top rope and does a back bump to mimic it in a way quick. That's just, well, that's just what's so stupid to me. I just can't get over it. I bet Lance Storm agrees with me.
Yeah,
well, he's got issues just like you, so I'm sure he does. But what's your next award, Katrin?
Okay, I'll go, I'm going to put up, for WWE, I know maybe not have seen a lot of stuff on the network, but I'm going to go with the network original of the year. I'm going to go with the Warrior documentary.
Well, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Especially after he died, it was a little more interesting.
You should imagine how much more it would be if you were actually there 2 days before he died, watching him at the Hall of Fame, and then at WrestleMania, and then at Raw, and then
that was so freaky.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yep.
And that was so weird. Yeah. Any thoughts, Trey?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a
bad enough. The Shield documentary was pretty good too. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, not on the level of this though.
Yeah, because it's totally different. Because it was like a total emotional thing because he had just died. So, you know, it was very strange. You saw Sting
very much
on that documentary.
Did the Punk documentary come out this year, or was that last year?
I think it was the year before.
Okay.
I remember we discussed that on one of these shows.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You watch the Heyman documentary?
Not yet, no.
They have it up
but,
there.
Oh, they do?
Yes, on the network.
Okay, I will watch that tonight probably. I think the Daniel Bryan Road to WrestleMania one is really great as well.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, would be the winner if it wasn't for the Ultimate Warrior one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my next award is Most Deserving Award, and that goes to Mia Yim winning the Shine Championship in a very successful tour of China. And that was finally awesome. She's the best women's worker, and she deserved winning that title. So that's my pick, my last award. And we've already been talking about these forever, so we're never going to finish the Observer one, so let's just go ahead and jump into those and get the main ones out of the way if possible.
I was trying to come up with a fifth award because to compare it with his, I was trying to come up with an award for somebody that had a pecker, but I couldn't come up with one.
Well, I've got one more award, and I'm sure the other one will be on the Observer Awards.
They've all been.
Well, I didn't know that. And I was thinking that maybe we could do enough of these to actually not do the Observer Awards and do something different. But, hey, that's just me thinking outside of the box.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When we call it this time of the year, I'm into doing the same old, so I don't have to think too much about the topic. So.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just like when WrestleMania comes around or Royal Rumble comes around a year, we'll do show on better Royal Rumble moment. We do it every single year, even though we probably do the same show every year.
Sure. Okay, my last award, since I will only do four. The best gimmick match of the year. Best gimmick match of the year. So nothing that's a straight-up wrestling match. And I had a lot to choose from because there's a lot of gimmick matches this year. But I had to choose the ladder war from WrestleMania weekend between Adam Cole and Jay Briscoe.
That was actually a pretty crazy match. You said best gimmick match, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the kind
not a straight up wrestling match, but
okay. Yeah, that's one of the more crazier ones. I mean, I don't remember seeing anything new, and I haven't watched anything independent wise because I'm sure there's some crazy shit on there. But I guess I got. You know, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with, I'll go with Evolution against the Shield and the Elimination Tag Match.
There you go. That's also a good one. And you probably could have even thrown in the WLC.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's exactly. That's the winner, the WLC match. That's the greatest fucking gimmick match of all time.
And watch it.
You're weird. I don't know about your taste.
I don't watch the pay-per-view pre-shows. I'm sorry.
Well, it's actually pretty good. You should actually go your way to try to see it. It's pretty tremendous, actually.
I got no time for midgets. They're weird.
That's why you never
little people or
dwarves
or
you don't want to meet Brian. You're scared of him or something.
Or midgets or dwarfs or knee-high fellers, or whatever we're supposed to call them these days.
I think the term is little people, but
yeah,
I prefer midget. Yeah.
Well, we'll ask Brian the next time. What does he prefer, midget or little person? But the
only good thing about midget was when King Kong Bundy splashed little beaver.
Oh, poor little beaver.
Yeah, he had to pick the oldest one to do that shit, too, man. That was scary.
I just remember Bob, what was the celebrity guy in there? Gosh, I can't remember his name at the moment. Bob Uecker. He had the greatest line.
Yes.
He said, what do you think about a little beaver? And he says, I think there's a lot of beaver bro all over this place.
Yeah, and you can't. I miss the old days of commentary. You just can't say shit like that anymore.
No, you cannot.
You can't say shit, and I guess apparently you can't shoot the finger when person talking you don't like just talking. You know, you can't touch the finger.
Yes, you
can't.
Who did that?
Bobby Brain Heenan seems to do it every week on Nitro when I watch.
Did somebody do that recently or something that I didn't hear about?
Every week we watch.
Put somebody off at a show or get in trouble.
Every
go back
year
and watch the old Nitros.
Okay, let me tell Katra. Every week, Brian and Vinny and I watch Nitro, and we review it on the Brian and Vinny show for Tuesday evening. And every week, it seems like probably 75% of the time, Bobby will be like the first or second to talk, and then when Mongo starts talking, Brain figures out how to some way, shape, or form flip off the camera in disguise. So he'll extend his middle finger and rub his eyebrow with it. Or he will flick at his nose and then use the middle finger. Every time Mongo is talking, it's tremendous. Bobby must have hated Mike Mongo.
Well, I hate his commentary.
That's partial sports.
He's allergic to dogs, with that little dog with the stupid outfit every week.
I hated Mongo so much. I'm a fucking animal lover, and I just wanted to stomp the shit out of that little fucking dog.
Wow. A little hatred for the puppy. That's too bad.
I want to cook him
though. He's a horrible announcer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He was horrible at everything.
For a guy to become, for a shitty announcer to become a wrestler. Get him out of the broadcast booth. It's better to have to deal with him like, what, maybe 5-10 minutes every week on Nitro than 2 hours straight.
Sure.
Yeah. And then they put him with the Horsemen to fucking, I don't know. But
that would be awesome when they join the Horsemen, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody goes back and watch that match.
Anyway, we were talking about what the heck were we talking about?
Did you get
all the Observer Awards?
Did you get? Yeah, it wasn't on Nitro. It was on the Clash when Bobby dropped the F bomb on Brian Pillman. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Then what happened? Pillman just came up behind him, kind of grabbed him, and he just like freaked
out.
Yeah,
Pillman was doing
his
standing stick, and Bobby's got like a really bad neck, which is why he wasn't managing anymore. And kind of grabbed him from around the shirt collar and his jacket, and he just flung his head down. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? And he walked off and came back in college. That was like one of the classic moments from Nitro. Or from WCW from around that time.
So, do you have a list pulled up?
Yeah. Is anyone looking at the list of the awards other than me?
No.
I am not. I'm going to play along this week.
Okay. Well, then I guess I am forced to do it this year.
I cannot take part in this because my online influence is so much that I don't want to sway the awards. So I'm out.
What?
That's what Dave says.
Well, you're not Dave, so I don't think you're going to have that effect. And
yeah.
Anyway, Dave's got a busy day tomorrow, and he's wasting time today arguing with Robert on Twitter all afternoon.
He's got a busy day tomorrow for, oh, is that the New Japan thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you see the tweet the other day that he stayed up to 4 a.m. as like a trial run for Saturday, and then he's like, and he posted that he's thinking that was a mistake.
Oh.
It's, yeah. I'm glad he stayed up that late anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
But
I just figured he would be prepared. I'll figure he only sleeps like 3 hours a day anyway.
Yeah, that's what I think. That he's just sitting at his fucking typewriter with his fire extinguisher right there and all the fucking observers all over the floor and just typing away, talking on the phone.
Looks like a hoarder, probably.
Yeah.
He'd be on one of them shows on like A&E orders.
Yeah. Well, I think Granny has all of like Brian's newsletters in the closet, so you could have both of them on orders. It'd be like a double header. But anyway, let's get to the goddamn awards here. All right. First award is the Lutez Ric Flair Award for Wrestler of the Year.
No, he only wrestled a few times, but I'm going to say Brock Lesnar. Just because of what he did during the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He broke the Undertaker streak, and, I mean, he just destroyed Cena at SummerSlam. I mean, the main thing is, I mean, really dominant stuff. So, I mean, I know it's kind of weird for like a Wrestler of the Year award, but even though he didn't work that much, but still, I think he had a big impact.
Yeah, that's true. Craig?
This one's always hard for me. There's not really anybody that that totally stands out. You know, you got your you got your Sami Zayns, you got your John Cena's and things like that. But I don't know. I think I just have to go with like AJ Styles or maybe Tanahashi. You know, guys that constantly deliver, you know, in the ring and have actually done something.
I'm gonna let you take Tanahashi because I'm taking AJ Styles because AJ went from TNA to IWGP champion for a long time and was having great matches as champion and in the G1 and then drawing big crowds on the indie scenes and for like the whole, especially because it's the whole year, you know what I mean? Because like Daniel was hurt for a while.
Sure.
You know, Brock, you know, is a good case, but he hasn't been, you know, he's only been on a few times. So if you want to talk about like day in, day out for the whole year, AJ Styles.
Yeah, he hurt too many people.
The what?
Okay.
He hurt too many people.
Well, that was their own fault for being stupid.
I'm pretty sure it was only one, but...
You know what? I feel sorry for him. I'm doing that old style clash thing the last few weeks. He just had some bad luck.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been doing this move for at least 12 years. And all of a sudden... It's just a bad string, bad run of luck. Yeah, I don't know, people are like, some people, especially, you know, people on the internet, and like, blaming him or something like that. It's kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyone can fuck up their finisher. I mean, you're just going to screw it up every once in a while. It's going to happen.
And then it's not as far as the people taking it, you know, so.
Next category, this will be real quick. MMA Most Valuable Fighter.
CM Punk?
He's well, that's for 14, not 15, but you might be right for next year. We'll let that carry over for next year. Craig.
Sure.
War Machine.
Oh, jeez. Too soon.
War Machine had a big year, but not that.
He did some damage.
Not the way we would like.
Fight. He did some damage to a woman.
He whipped that porn star's ass, that's for damn sure. But,
speaking of which, porn stars get worse looking every year, I think. Jesus Christ. This was before the beating. That's why I watch amateur porn.
I see. Okay, let me get this back on track here.
You know you do too.
Gosh. Man, that's a tough one. MMA's been so stale lately. Just my opinion. Gosh, maybe like a Robbie Lawler or a crap. Yeah, I'll say Robbie Lawler, I guess.
Okay, well, that's okay, I guess. I'm going with the only possible winner and person you can pick, and that's Ronda Rousey, and by far the most valuable MMA fighter in the world. Next category, most outstanding wrestler for the year. And I'm going to go first this year, and I am going to go with Eva Lys, because Eva Lys won the Shine Championship. She had these awesome fucking matches throughout the year defending the title on Shine and also FIP, and then she ended up losing to Mia in China, but she really had some incredible matches on the Shine shows, and just every match she was in, she was having these awesome matches. She's doing awesome in Lucha Underground, and I'm going with Eva Lys.
I will go with Seth Rollins.
He has been the best in WWE for the whole year. Well, with Brian out, I mean, he's been doing the best all year.
I mean, he's had some of the best matches. I mean, even with the Shield, but by himself, you know, especially the last few months. So, and then he's been like the top heel, really. So, I'm gonna go with him.
Great. Okay. Great.
Well, oddly enough, when you asked the question, that's the first guy that came to mind was Seth Rollins. Week in and week out, he has good matches. I'm starting to buy him as a quote-unquote bad guy. That's a solid pick.
He's a great heel, too. I mean, I thought I know a lot of people don't like him coming back, but I thought the angle Monday was pretty cool when they were about to kill Edge. I thought that was actually a pretty damn good way to bring the Authority back instead of
yeah.
You know, like Cena needs them back for, you know, like for something else. The only thing that would have made it a little bit better is they could at least had him sign something. That's just a small thing, you know, make him sign a thing instead of just saying, okay, they can come back and says, okay, let him go. Okay, I changed my mind. That's what I'd have done, but, you know, whatever.
I thought it was very creative the way they did it. I mean, there was the execution of it wasn't the greatest, but yeah, that was a creative way to do it.
Okay, next category, best box office draw. And this one is extremely hard because, like in past years, you had Rock, you know, coming back for WrestleMania, which he didn't do this year. You get hard to rank WWE pay-per-view with the network. UFC's been down. If that Wrestling Kingdom happened in 2004, I would say Jim Ross. Because just think of all the people who are buying the Japanese thing just to hear Jim Ross one last time. But this year, I guess Mania was still the biggest show, and Daniel Bryan was pretty much the main event, so I guess I'll go with Daniel Bryan on best draw. Anyone want to speak?
I hate this category.
It's actually the fucking one that should be the easiest because you should be able to look it up and figure it out, but for some reason it's always fucking one of the hardest ones to fucking pick.
I'll abstain from this one because I just don't like the category. It's stupid. All right,
Craig?
Well, if that's the case, I mean, I've never heard of anybody getting up and leaving an arena, you know, because somebody didn't show. But if anybody were to do that, it would probably have to be because John Cena wasn't there.
John Cena maybe not evident when we watch TV every week, but still, you know.
Yeah.
And he does sell probably the most merchandise of anyone by far, so.
You watch the TV shows and say that he's not over. People still say that.
Yeah. Next category is Feud of the Year, and I got to go with Daniel Bryan against the Authority and climaxing with his big win at WrestleMania.
I'd go with Ambrose and Rollins.
Yeah, that's solid. I was trying to think outside of the box. Maybe Cole and Briscoe. Been awful heated. Either of those two are fine.
Okay. Next category is Tag Team of the Year. And that's only one choice in this category, and that is, of course, the Lucha Sisters of Mia Yim and Leva Bates. And any other answer is just wrong.
The Usos.
I was going to go with...
I said the Usos.
Oh, the Usos.
The champions must be here and were involved in some of like the best tag team matches of the year in WWE. So.
Yeah, and they've been champions multiple times over the years, so that's true. Craig, your choice?
Probably Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. They've been killing it.
Almost was sure you're going to pick the Young Bucks, but yeah, Red Dragon is pretty awesome. They're every time I've seen them, they've been awesome. They're just not as good as the Lucha Sisters, but so yeah, your answer is wrong, but that's okay. Next category is most improved. I guess Craig pretty much asked that in his thing, and you picked Rusev, right? Okay. Did you agree with him, or did you? Oh, Eric Rowan? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I will go with Solo Darling for her improvement and shine and going from the opener to almost semi-main event. And she's put in a lot of work, and she's awesome. So, yes, Solo Darling, most improved wrestler. best on interviews. It's always, it seems like it's the same names, but Rock wasn't in it this year, so maybe it'll be a little easier to figure out. But, Craig, your thoughts on best on interviews?
Just for a completely intensity standpoint, I will say Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, he's been good. He even makes the shit they give him sound good. Couture?
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe bet every year. I mean, Paul is just Paul. I mean, he was just made to do wrestling interviews and nothing else, basically. So, yeah, that's that is pretty cool. I guess I would also go with I'll go with Paul Heyman, too. He's just fucking awesome. So now we go to, I can't even believe this is like actually a category. Most charismatic. Couture, who is the most charismatic?
I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, the thing with him is he does all the tiny little things, like all the little facial expressions and movements, and he just adds to his to everything. Yeah, I can see that. Craig?
He hasn't been around a lot this year, but you can't argue with the reaction the fans give Daniel Bryan.
That is true. And I am going to go with the most over superstar in NXT, and that is old Blue Panther herself, Leva Bates. By far the most charismatic wrestler in the world. next category is best technical wrestler. And I have to go with Daniel Bryan. You know, I think he's the best since he's just the best since fuck, I can't even think of who he's the best after him. I guess Ric Flair. But yeah, Daniel Bryan. Couture?
Trying to think. Sometimes it's hard picking the guy that hasn't been there that much. But I said that about Brock Lesnar, and I picked him, but so, yeah, Daniel Bryan. Maybe
okay.
Seth Rollins right next to him. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, he's
pretty
close. Yeah, he's pretty close, but I think Bryan's just overall in every aspect a little better. Craig?
Gosh, it pains me to pick Daniel Bryan because, well, number one, you two did, and he was only around half a year, but gosh, that's the only guy that could take the category, I mean.
Yeah,
there's,
I mean, there's not really that many
close.
Technically sound. Yeah, there's like most of the you know guys who are wrestling every day, they're not very good technical wrestlers. It's not even close. This one, the next award, is kind of hard to judge sometimes because there's not really brawling. Brawling has become like hardcore, and then hardcore is not really brawling because I consider brawling like using your fist and fighting. you know, but so I guess you can factor in weapons. But the Bruiser Brody Memorial Award for Best Brawler, I'm going to go with Shibata. I'm going to go with Shibata from Japan. He just looks like he's killing the dudes, and he pretty much literally is. And that's like the stiffest motherfucker I think is in wrestling right now. So that's my pick. Craig?
Kevin Steen or Kevin Owens. Love that dude, but I don't know anybody that does it any better than Bully Ray.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's still pretty good, even though it's just he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind lately because of TNA being off. But no, I can see that.
Yep.
Couture?
I'm going to go with Luke Harper.
Good call. Especially after that ladder match.
He's gotten good. He's a hell of a brawler, but he's got a little bit more technique as a wrestler. That mixes in good with his brawling, so.
If that's the case, you could actually throw in Dean in there as well. So,
yeah,
those are good picks. I mean, Luke's just so versatile. I mean, he can be the big man or he can do the cruiserweight shit. But he's been having really good. I think I'll get to this category in a minute here, but he'll be my pick for another category, but. Now we're going to most overrated. No, I skipped one. I'm sorry. Best flying wrestler. I'll go with because Evan had to go and get himself fired finally. You're not seeing him as much. I guess I gotta go with. I'm trying to think of who's in Japan's badass right now. Can't think. Couture, go ahead and pick.
What was the category again?
Best flying wrestler.
Gosh. It's really, I can't really think of one. I mean, as far as just one singular wrestler, because I don't watch a lot of the other promotions and stuff, so it's hard to. I don't know.
Craig, can you think of anyone?
Guys like ACH from ROH come to mind. Even an Adrian Neville or Sami Zayn or guys like that. First things that come to mind. Gosh, ACH, when he flies, he is absolutely spectacular. So I will give him the nod on that one.
Jushin Liger.
He had a good year. You can't say, he doesn't fly like he used to, but he had a good year. I'm going to go with the most impressive thing that I saw this year. And that is I saw a man stand on the top rope in the corner. I saw another man get on the top rope in the corner and give that the first one a Hearn Carrara. I know I said that wrong. And the guy who was taking the Hearn Carrara landed on his fucking feet. And it was one of the most incredible, crazy things I've ever seen, so I got to give that to Ricochet.
Okay.
So I guess we'll go to the next one. The next one is most overrated. And Pro Wrestling Illustrated award, basically. and I'm going to go with CM Punk.
Yikes.
Oh, well, that's my opinion. Thank you.
I didn't really feel like he was even around last year.
He was around for a while, and he was still around even though he wasn't wrestling. So, CM Punk overrated. Couture?
Overrated. Well, if you would say, according to the push he always gets on TV, I will go with Kane.
Oh, you stole it. Suck.
You can pick Kane. You don't have to be different.
I know, but I totally agree. I mean, the guy, week in and week out, is set in high-profile matches on big shows, and the guy can't go anymore. In fact, I'm not even sure when he could go.
That's not a nice comment, because he could go for
a while. I know
it's
not. I know.
When he was teaming with X-Pac, he was gone.
I mean, I even liked him when he was in, you know, Hell No.
I think there's a common thing there in that he had two great partners.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, well,
when he had great singles matches, they were with people like Kurt Angle and people like that.
Okay. Now, the next
category is... He's out there in his fucking slacks wrestling every week. He looks so stupid. And he just makes every faction like he comes into. He's like with the Authority. He made them look like kind of like dorks with him. I don't know. I get tired of seeing him.
So was your answer The Miz or Mizdow?
At what?
Or who did you pick? I thought you were talking about The Miz for a second.
Picking Kane.
Oh, Kane. Oh, that's right. I got confused there for a minute. Okay, next category is most underrated. And
Cesaro.
Cesaro, Craig?
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole?
I wish he gets called up. I hope he gets called up soon.
And I will go with... this is kind of a tough question because you always want to pick the guy that you like that's not getting the push that he should. But I'm going to go with Roman Reigns. No, you know what? I screwed that up. He should have been most overrated. Talking about underrated. I'm sorry. I was smoking a lot before the show started. Most
You're
underrated,
upset.
I will go with... I'll go with Paige. I mean, I know she's gotten somewhat of a push, but I think they could actually do more with her. And I'll go with Paige. All right, so the next category is promotion of the year. Craig?
Oh, gosh, promotion of the year. I gotta go with New Japan. They've been killing it, and WWE's been pretty darn boring lately.
Yeah. Couture?
I've only watched WWE, so I'll say WWE.
Sure.
Yeah. And my choice for promotion of the year, of course, is the only choice that there is, and that is Shine. Shine is constantly having awesome pay-per-views every month or every other month, and they have great angles, and it's the only promotion in wrestling or MMA that I will actually spend money on. Other than the network, of course, but it's like if it was regular pay-per-views, I'd be streaming them just like I did with the UFC. So they take my money, so I got to go with Shine.
Did you say they had great angles?
Angles.
Oh, never mind.
A lot of them have great ankles, too, you know, and feet and legs and ass and everything. But let's not go there. I'm trying to be professional here. All right. Next one is Best Weekly Television Show. And I think there's only one choice for that one, too, but I'll let Craig go first.
I'm sorry, the category again?
Best Weekly Television Show.
Best Weekly Television Show, hands down, is NXT.
Couture?
Yeah, NXT.
All right, this may be a first. This may be the first time that all three of us are in agreement on a category, and that is, yes, NXT is the best weekly wrestling television by far. Basically, and then TNA hasn't even been on TV for I don't even know how long, so it's, you know, it was very narrow.
They were, but they didn't have a good TV show, so we don't mind.
Yeah. Okay. What the fuck is this category? Why does he even have this? Okay, the next category is Most Outstanding Fighter, formerly Shoot Fight of the Year. That's basically the same thing as most... We're just going to skip that one because it's Ronda Rousey. All right. Number 18.
I suppose that Del Rio against the racist writer.
Yeah, the next category is Match of the Year. Couture, what's your Match of the Year?
This was a hard one. You know, I want to go with Brock and Cena at SummerSlam, even though it was one-sided. Still pretty exciting, and it was very different, so.
Yeah, they have some good matches when they get together. Craig, your choice for Match of the Year?
Gosh, I was going to say Hunter and Brian at Mania, or... I was going to say Evolution and the Shield at Survivor Series. Is that right? No, not Survivor Series. Help me, Couture.
Extreme Rules or...
Yes. That's
Was it the first one or was it the Elimination?
The one where they fought over the building, the Elimination one, right?
I think they both
the one with the spectacular dive off the balcony by Seth.
I think that might have been the first one.
That was the one. That was the Lumberjack match.
The Lumberjack match?
Yeah, they had Lumberjack.
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. That's not Evolution against the Shield.
Evolution and the Shield didn't have a match where they had fucking lumberjacks that couldn't control
it. No, they did not. You're thinking of Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins at SummerSlam.
Oh, okay. Kind of the same thing, but okay.
That was the same thing. They didn't have a bunch of people around the ring in the Evolution and the Shield matches. It's not the same thing.
What it's for, but anyway, I'm high when I'm watching those things anyway, so my mistake.
You're kind of doing a lot of stuff. How do you remember this stuff?
I don't know, but I do. But my match of the year is a match I just actually saw the other day, and that is the main event from the Queens of Combat 3, and that would be the Lucha Sisters of Mia Yim and Leva Bates versus the world's cutest tag team of Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan. Yes, Joey Ryan headlined on all women's pay-per-view. But this match is fucking incredible, and it's the most entertaining match I saw all year.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an open mind. I watch more than just WWE, you know what I mean? So, next category
is... You have
a little
more time on your hands, apparently.
Yeah. Whatever. Next category is Fight of the Year, and... I guess the Hendricks Lawler fight, I'll go with the second one.
Yep.
Craig?
Yeah, you got it nailed on the head.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, Couture, you're being skipped on this one.
No, I so we will go with that, but against the racist writer.
The what?
Alberto Del Rio against the racist writer.
Oh, okay. Was that really a fight, or... What did he do? Did he smack him around?
I think he just slapped him in the face.
Yeah. Well, he got both of them fired pretty much in the end. So, yeah, that was kind of a thing. You know what? That might actually be the fight of the year. Next category is kind of hard because there's not that many true rookies out there. But my pick for rookie of the year goes to Tessa Blanchard. I know for sure she's a rookie. and I've seen her compete a couple times, and she's actually very good for her experience. So, yes, I'll go with Tessa Blanchard.
Charlotte can count for a rookie, can't she? Or was that last year?
That probably would have been last year, because she's been there a couple years now.
I go with the bunny.
Bunny?
Did you see him compete a year before this year?
No.
No? Okay. The bunny
okay.
Idiot.
Craig, your picks for rookie of the year?
I can't think of any rookies that just debuted. I mean, come on. Everybody's done time somewhere. I'm going to have to decline this one.
Okay. Isn't there like a rookie in an ROH?
When there's that black guy?
There's that guy Moose, but that's the only one
yeah,
I can think of.
All right, we'll make that your pick, Moose.
Or okay, Hansen then. How about Hansen? Even though
okay,
he's been
I don't
like
know how long
years.
He's been wrestling. So since I don't
like
know how long
years.
He's been wrestling, I guess 12 years. Okay. Wow, but you can pick Hansen. He's pretty. That's pretty. He looks like a Viking, basically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Best non-wrestler. And if I didn't know he was actually a wrestler, because I guess he is a wrestler, but I kind of want to go with Enzo Amore. But since he is a wrestler, I'm going to go with Stephanie this year. She's been awesome. I'll go with Stephanie.
Yeah, sure. Stephanie, yeah, that's a good one. I was going to say Paul Heyman, but, yeah, Stephanie, she sticks out a little bit more because I think she's been on TV more. So, we're more involved, so.
Craig?
Well, I will go Paul Heyman because he's tremendous.
Yeah, well, he always is. So, let's see here. Next is Best Television Announcer. And, I can't think of anybody.
Good grief.
I mean, the Japanese guys, the announcers for, like, New Japan are actually awesome and entertaining, but it's not like I know their names.
Or what they're saying?
Or what they're saying. I just know that it's exciting and fun. Same thing with, like, the Mexican announcers. But, come on, everybody in WWE sucks. Tanae's okay, but then he's covering TNA, so that kind of sucks. Rob Naylor's, I've heard him do a couple of shines. He's been kind of funny, but I don't know if I want to give it to Naylor. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Renee. She makes me laugh every once in a while, so I'll go with Renee.
good
turn.
You go ahead, Strap.
I'll go with Michael Cole ain't that bad. He's okay. Of course, he gets rid of fucking JBL. He irritates the shit out of me.
Yep.
Every time he disagrees, he has to do it and start screaming in a violent manner at the top of his lungs. And I get tired of it. And I hate when they do those. This is more of all three of them. But they'll say these fucking jokes that they'll sit there laughing about for 5 minutes. And they ain't even funny. And you can't barely hear them when they say them in the first place. They always act like you're saying them under their breath. Just say it. Jesus. Sorry.
Craig?
This is another category where it's like, Michael Cole.
I'm going to go with fucking Alex Riley. He just sucks on NXT. He's horrible. Oh, wait, we're doing...
Well,
what are we doing?
I thought we were doing best analysis.
Okay, well, basically, yeah. Worst is the next one. We can do both of them at the same time. Okay, worst announcer is Alex Riley. Best announcer... I said her name, so that was my answer. I jumped ahead of the question.
Actually, I'm going to take back my best announcer award, and I'm going to give it to Alex Riley.
Okay.
Because the one show I already wanted, he was pretty good on the NXT show I watched. I think he's a pretty good announcer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Craig,
because I watched Lucha Underground. Because I watched Lucha Underground, I'm going to have to go with Vampiro.
And that hurt him. I don't watch anything but Chavo's own.
All right, next category is Best Booker. And this is another hard
one.
Who?
T.
Cannot understand what you're saying. You need to get a new
speakerphone. Never mind.
Okay, Craig.
Craig got it.
Craig. Well, dude, if you had something that I could understand, but you got this cheap-ass headset that just fucking...
No, it's just you're a fucking drug addict is the problem.
No, you already have a hard accent to understand, and then you got this shitty headphone that muffles your voice sometimes.
No, you're a drug addict. That's the problem.
That's fine. You're a fucking drug addict, too. And so is Craig. You don't like it in every day. So we're all drug addicts here.
Who takes Vicodin?
I can't understand what you're saying, dude.
Who takes Vicodin?
I do.
Not a Vicodin.
Well, yes, I take Vicodin every day because I have pain from my accident.
Okay, well, that's understanding. You said fine. What is he drug addict for?
I can't answer for Ed.
Well, let's just move along. Craig, your answer for Best Booker.
I'll just go with Delirious.
Delirious? Okay.
He is Best Booker. Nobody's ever heard of Booker T. Okay, move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am going with whoever books Shine, because when they do run an angle, they have awesome angles. So whoever does that, that's fine. I guess Jado and Gato would be a good second pick. But promoter. No, I said they. God damn it, dude! The next category is promoter of the year.
If you don't have their names,
because there is somebody booking that company, so I'm picking that person.
What did you put on the check mark when you sent in your observer thing? What name did you put?
I
want to book Shine.
Person working Shine. Yes, I don't have to know their name. We don't know the names of the fucking 20 writers writing WWE.
Okay, I didn't vote for them.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next subject here.
I'll say WWE, I'll say Vince McMahon. Do I get to pick the best booker?
He does have the most success. He has the most successful company, so I guess it's a fair bet to say Vince
McMahon. I'll pick Triple H for NXT.
Craig, your pick for promoter of the year?
Yeah, it's got to be Vince McMahon. He's the most successful.
Okay. I would like to say the promoter of Shine, but then Gabe kind of has a part in that, so I'm going to go with Vince McMahon.
Because Gabe has a part in Shine?
Well, he's part of that WWN Live. Sal, I think, is the main guy, but Gabe is still part of that stuff, so.
You shouldn't let personal feelings into it. Let's be unbiased.
Anyway, next category is best wrestling gimmick.
I know which is not, but that's a different story. Best gimmick. I don't know.
Craig?
Best gimmick.
I like going with the anti-American stuff. Sorry,
Stephen. His name is absolutely escaping me right now. He's got the initials. He's got the streak in ROH.
He doesn't have the streak anymore. He lost.
Okay, but he still does the gimmick. And his name is R.D. Reynolds, right? No, wait.
Yeah.
R.D. Reynolds.
That's not it. It's what the heck is his name? It's an initial. I know that.
Just thought, 'cause this is his favorite wrestler.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. My gosh. Why can't I remember his name? You're not helping either.
Because honestly, when you said Artie Reynolds, you just like blew my mind, and now I can't see him.
I know. Well, you go with yours. Artie Evans. That's it.
Artie Evans.
I just typed in ROH and RD in my little Bing search thing, and that's what popped up.
Thank you. Not Artie Reynolds, because that's a good, different guy completely.
Of course, I always forget the name of people that are my favorite wrestlers, but so I can understand.
It's gimmick.
Or gimmick, or whatever.
All right. Well, obviously, my favorite goes to Leva Bates for her cosplaying gimmick and for all the awesome characters she's done, from all the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy to just a whole lot more. So, yes, my pick is Leva Bates. Okay, worst gimmick. I think Couture already picked his, and that's Mizdow.
Yes.
Craig, your pick for worst booker? Because I know it's not Mizdow.
Mizdow didn't gimmick. Book it, I don't think. So.
Yes. Worst gimmick. Sam Shaw.
You know who he is. He's a TNA fellow, right? Oh, yeah. He was doing like the Dexter gimmick.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, he was the doctor, but he dressed up like Dexter. I know.
You didn't give him points for Brittany? Because Brittany was actually awesome to his shittiness. You know what I mean?
I barely even remember anything for to qualify. I can't even say it's the worst TV show.
I know, they've been off so long, it's like hard to remember fucking what, anything that was going on there.
It looks like it's going to get out of the business too, so I don't know.
So for worst gimmick, goddamn, I can't think of anything right now. You think this would be an easy category, but I just cannot think of anything right now. Anyway, I'll just jump to the next one. Best pro wrestling book. Has anybody read any books this year?
I haven't. I will go with Jericho one book. I will say with the re-release WCW, because I did read that, so I think it will count since it's re-released.
Well, I hear that's a good book, but it's written by an asshole, so I can't pick that one. Craig?
The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea by Chris Jericho, number 3 in the series.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did he come off as an asshole, as much of an asshole as Todd Martin says he did from his book review?
No.
Well, Todd Martin takes everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, Todd takes everything very personally.
Well, a couple of the things he actually said actually made me think, like, yeah, Jericho's kind of a douchebag, but... Anyway, you know what? I'm gonna be nice and I'll pick Brian's little book because I know R.D. Reynolds worked very hard and he deserves a little credit. So, on R.D. Reynolds' behalf, I'll pick Death of WCW, whatever his name is. R.D. Evans. He's an awesome
Evans.
Artist.
That's the guy. Yeah, R.D. Reynolds
okay.
wrestles in ROH, and R.D.
Category,
Evans wrote a book.
We are pretty much at our well, we still got a little run. But anyway, last main category is best pro wrestling DVD.
Oh, geez.
You know, before I let you answer, I'm going to go ahead and let you all consider the network specials because I think those would have been DVDs. Like the Warrior, I think, would have been a DVD. I think, like, Brian's would have been like a DVD. It's kind of like a DVD. So if you want to pick one of those, that's fine. But I guess Couture is picking Paul Heyman.
Actually, no, I'm going to pick the Randy Savage.
Okay, and Craig?
Gosh, I just got some great PWG things.
I'm going to go with PWG 11. I really like that.
Okay. And I'm going to go with, actually haven't seen the DVD, but I was there for the show. So I'm going to go with Anarchy's Queens of Queens tournament that I was at. That was awesome. So we're pretty much out of time. Let me get the plugs out of the way. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download the Stream Mark Show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows. So check out AngryMarks.com. You can also stream and download this show at BlockTalkRadio.com/Couture and older shows at BlockTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me on Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. I am at my last name, Proper, P-R-O-P-E-R, and the word Jam. So Proper Jam on Twitter. And anything wrestling and music related, I do right there. And this afternoon, I tweeted about how I was watching the Dukes of Hazzard with my son.
And did he pay any attention at all to Daisy Duke yet?
No, but I kind of did.
Yeah, well, I'd be very shocked if he didn't. With the next categories are the Funk Awards, so let me pick one or two that we could talk about that might be kind of funny. But
nobody cares.
Readers,
about me.
What?
Nobody cares about me. I don't get to plug nothing.
Yeah, Couture plugs.
I apologize. I totally forgot about Couture. Go ahead, Couture.
YouTube.com/Couture. There's a bunch of stuff there. Go to it. Watch it. If you don't want to, don't. I don't care.
Okay. All right, well, let's go with last question. Reader's favorite wrestler. Who's your favorite wrestler, Craig?
Favorite wrestler right now. Wow. I'm so down on wrestling right now. This is really a bad question for me, but favorite wrestler, probably Adam Cole. And favorite tag team, probably the Young Bucks.
Okay, Couture.
I don't know. If wrestling's so bad next year when we do this, I'm just gonna choose to review a fun year like 1987 or something like that, and do all those awards instead of the current ones. But no, I don't really have any favorites right now, to be honest with you.
Wow, that's weird because, you know, like...
Very telling.
You know, when you're younger, you always have a favorite. Now wrestling's gotten to the point where it's kind of meh. But, of course, I'm sure I don't even have to say who my favorite wrestler is, but I will say that would be Leva Bates. And my favorite tag team would be the Lucha Sisters of Leva Bates and the AM. And honorable mention, of course, would go to Solo Darling. And... this one more. Let's do worst wrestler. Craig, who is the worst wrestler out there right now?
Worst wrestler out there right now. The dirt worst wrestler out there right now is a hard one. I probably have to go with Kane.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that your pick?
That'd be my choice too.
Okay, I'll go with Rosa Mendes, because not only is she a horrible wrestler, she somehow gets unattractive when she dances, and usually that's like, you know, when a chick dances, that's supposed to add points. You know, like that's why strippers dance for you before you spend money on them, and somehow
Rosa is
like, I don't even want to look at the screen when she's dancing. And I shouldn't think that when a hot chick is moving around. So I'm going to go with Rosa.
That's fair. That is fair.
There's one more category, and I'm not sure how to... What does most obnoxious mean? What the...
Somebody
is that like
that
a wrestler
just,
or an angle or...
Somebody that just makes you angry when you see them.
Who would that be for you, Craig?
Ken Anderson.
That's
I'm sorry, could
voice.
You say that again? I heard the last name. I didn't hear the first. Oh, Ken Anderson.
Anderson.
Okay. Katra, are you?
Most obnoxious. I don't know, every time I see Vince McMahon, not that I don't like Vince McMahon, he's just so obnoxious. I mean, I think he's just natural.
Yeah, that walk is like the most obnoxious walk ever. My pick is, I guess he's been retired for years, a few years, but of course we got to go with the psycho little midget Brian Alvarez. He's very obnoxious and want to punch him in the face sometimes. So, yes, Brian Alvarez is my pick for most obnoxious.
See.
Cool. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and end the show now because I'm sure Craig has things to do.
Of course.
So, any last words, Craig?
I hope everybody had a good New Year. Be safe. I know that a lot of people are still out celebrating because they are not they're not going to work. So, anyway, have a good rest of your weekend.
Good, sir. Any last words?
No.
Yeah. I can't really think of anything myself, so we'll just go ahead and play the theme music, and we will talk to everybody next week.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the matrix shit! Let's go hook him up!
Tonight.